Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. 2 months ago, I did a survey for Home Depot. I did not realize that by doing the survey and paying the sales tax to get keto, that you were automatically going to send it to me every month. And I called last month and asked the young lady to stop it, and I see that you have it again on my bill, my credit card.
All righty. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
65257.
All righty. And your first and last name, please?
Charla, C-H-A-R-L-A, Bankhead, B-A-N-K-H-E-A-D.
All righty. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
505 Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y Street, Higbee, H-I-G-B-E-E, Missouri, 65257.
All righty. Give me 1 second, ma'am, while I locate that account associated with you. All righty. And I was able to locate this account associated with you, and this stems from you placing that shipment in order to receive a foot massager. Am I correct? Yeah, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a foot massager, and that happened to be back in March. It was on March the 11th.
Okay, so if I called you and canceled it last month.
You sure you called in and canceled, ma'am? Because I don't have any recollection of any notation of it being canceled. All I see is when they billed you, but every time they billed you starting last month on the 11th, all payments of that membership fee were declined.
Okay, so how could you have charged me in April, March, and in April, $86.31?
I'm not seeing that they bill you that. They bill you the membership fee after you had received the foot massager. This was actually a foot massager, and they bill you that membership fee of $67.32, and they billed you that on March the 15th. On April the 15th, they reduced it and gave you a deduction in the membership fee, and they billed you $56.95. And then when they billed you, it seems like on May, and this was actually for a smart planner. This was for a food planning app that they billed you $39.99 on May the 11th. It was declined. They billed you again on the 12th. It was declined. And they billed you again on the 13th of $39.95, which was a food planning app that you seem that you are enrolled in. And then they billed you on May the 18th.
I want it canceled. I did not sign up.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a plan.
Yeah, that's what it seems like it was billing. And then it started billing you again the membership fee for being enrolled into what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store. And so I will be going ahead, and I will be more than happy to get you canceled for this. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a cancellation number?
Give me 1 second, please. All righty, ma'am. I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation fee does take effect immediately, and I do have a cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 260-262-743.
C as in Charlie, 2602-62743.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer service, ma'am, and have a great day, please.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.